Olds. Projects planned in the town of Olds, $6.6 million 2022 capital project, are progressing well. Some are expected to be completed this fall, according to Operations Director Scott Grieco. Grieco gave Town Council an update on those projects during a recent council meeting. One job is redevelopment of 57th Avenue and the lane near the Circle K store. The project, expected to cost about $355,000, was expected to begin September 24, weather permitting, and take about 4 weeks to complete. It will be paid for with federal gas tax funds. According to the town of Olds, the project includes upgrading asphalt to the entire laneway from the right-in, right-out access point off of Highway 27 to the entrance, exit on 57th Avenue. The curb and gutter and sidewalk will also be rebuilt along the east side of 57th Avenue between the laneway and Highway 27. In an email, Grieco said the idea is not to improve traffic flow but rather to improve infrastructure like the curb, gutter and sidewalks. While the project is underway, residents will have no vehicle access to their back garages or parking pads. Town officials have thus asked them to make alternative parking arrangements. One of the biggest ticket items in this year's capital plan is reconstruction on 52nd Street between 53rd Avenue and 56th Avenue. That work began August 10 and was projected to last about 10 weeks. It involves work on water, sanitary and storm sewers as well as replacing the road and sidewalks. Grieco predicted paving there will be done in early to mid-October. The project is estimated to cost about $1.65 million, which will be obtained from a variety of funds, including provincial funds known as the Municipal Sustainability Initiative, MSI. Another project underway is the asphalt milling and overlay on 50th Avenue, between Highway 27 and the northern boundary of the town. That work began in mid-September and was expected to be completed in 2 weeks at a projected cost of $270,000, financed from federal gas tax funds. It involved milling out the old asphalt and replacing it with new asphalt. This work is greatly needed as the existing surface has reached the end of its lifespan, the town's website says. Once milling is complete, manholes and valves may protrude from the roadway, so drivers are asked to use caution, the website adds. The town of Olds apologizes for the inconvenience caused during construction and appreciates your patience while completing this vital work. Several street patching jobs are underway or planned. One area that is a priority is in front of the Boys and Girls Club. It's a high-maintenance area where we keep having to go back and work in that area, Grieco said. Contractors will continue to work for the entire fall season, right up until the snow falls. He said sidewalk repair and maintenance projects that have been underway throughout town this year are all expected to be completed before the snow falls. This year, the municipality expects to see about 1,400 meters of sanitary sewers relined. Grieco said 17 catch basins have also been revamped or replaced. Another 8 were expected to be dealt with as well. That and the sewer relining project are expected to help solve a big problem, water infiltration. It was highlighted in a disastrous way when the town was deluged with rain in early July. A report to council said water infiltration has been an increasing problem as sewer and water infrastructure such as pipes, manholes and catch basins age. The root cause is believed to be aging clay infrastructure and concrete material in pipes and manholes, the report said. In addition to this, the town's deteriorating road surfaces also contribute to infiltration through water seepage. An extra $200,000 was approved to beef up money already allocated in the capital budget for relining manhole and sanitary sewers and to replace aging catch basins. The operations center is being made more secure with the installation of a security gate. New signs for the library and wayfinding signage slated for Highway 27 and 55th Avenue were being worked on. Council voted to accept Grieco's update as information.